book of Luke chapter 2. Amen. It's great to have each one of you and visitors. We're glad you chose to come and be with us today and in service. Trust the Lord helps you in some way. Amen. Ministers to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a special day. Amen. Christmas Sunday. Talking to our Sunday school class a little bit about Christmas and what makes Christmas special and why is it special and so forth and so on. But we come to the conclusion, you know, that in the day and age when so many people are forsaking the Christ of Christmas and moving away from the Christ of Christmas, amen, it's up to us as a church, as Christian families, amen, to keep the Christ in Christmas, right? And when you start thinking about Christmas, what I mean, the birth of Christ. Brother Gabe shared with us this morning in our Sunday school class about the prophecies of Christ and how to have the birth of Christ, to all those prophecies to be fulfilled. He said if you took silver dollars and you covered the entire state of Texas with silver dollars, 2 foot high, and you walked into the state of Texas and you pulled out one silver dollar, and it was the one that was marked, that would be the chances of all the prophecies being fulfilled, Jesus Christ being born. That's an amazing feat. That's, you know what that is? That's marvelous. That's marvelous. Amen. And the marvel of Christmas. That's my theme right now, the marvel of Christmas. Because Christmas is marvelous. Man, when you think about what the word marvelous, to marvel at something, is that to be filled with wonder.
Amen.
To be filled with awe at what you see. In the Christmas story, it is full of wonder and awe. It is full of marvels. Amen, to be filled with astonishment. That's what marvel means. To be filled with wonder and astonishment. I'm telling you, when you look at Christmas, it's full of marvel. Luke chapter 2, Ben used this verse last night. Amen, and we'll use it as our theme today. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. There are so many things that when we look at the Christmas, when we look at the Christmas story, we see that it is filled with wonder and astonishment. When we look at the prophecies of Christ, it fills my heart with wonder and astonishment that Jesus Christ could fulfill all those prophecies. It fills my heart with marvel and wonder and astonishment. I stand amazed when I look how that Jesus Christ, the child of God, the Son of God, born of a virgin. It fills me with marvel. I can't get my mind around it. How awesome that it is that Jesus, the Christ child, born of a virgin. We stand here today and we've heard the story rehearsed so much and so often. Let us not lose the marvel. Let us not lose the wonder and astonishment of what Christmas is really all about and what it means. Let us not lose that. Some of you on Christmas morning, some of you adults, you get like little kids. You're all excited. You're all just, you know, you're all... can't wait for the gifts to be opened, and you can't wait for the Christmas dinner. That's me. Can't wait to eat and all of that good stuff. But, man, don't lose the wonder and astonishment of what Christmas is all about, that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, amen, that he's born of a virgin. I stand, and I'm in awe, and I'm in wonder and astonishment, amen, when I think of an angel choir that come and sing to lowly shepherds and sang and pronounced to them the birth of their Christ child, amen, so that they could go and worship him. I stand, I'm amazed at that. amazed that the God of the universe, amen, would send an angelic choir, amen, and heaven would shout and rejoice at the birth of the child, amen, and announce it to lowly shepherds. That there fills my heart with wonder and astonishment. I tell you, I like science. I'm one that I like science, and so I am amazed. I marvel at a star that is placed in the sky. It's amazing, light years away, and that its light would just at the right time that it would shine forth. That those light beams traveling 186,000 miles per second all the way from the outside of the universe somewhere, amen, to show up at just the right time when wise men were looking to the heavens, looking for a sign to show them when the child would be born. And I marvel that God is so intricate and so precise and so amazing. I marvel at all of that, amen, that God would pick it out at just the right moment, that those men were looking for a sign, and there they would see a star, and they would say, "That's the sign. Let's go to Jerusalem where the Christ child is born." I marvel at the fact, fills me with wonder and astonishment, that wise men can see a star all those thousands of miles away, but in a palace in Jerusalem, in a temple in Jerusalem, they couldn't see what was happening 30 miles down the road. They missed it.
Oh, yes, they did. Amen.
When they came to Herod, they said, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east. We have come to worship him." Herod did some research, found out where they needed to go, sent them on their way, said, "Let me know where he's at that I might come and worship him as well." The Bible says when they left the palace, they left Herod, they saw the star. Isn't it amazing that once again, does it not fill your heart with marvel that God would, that star would appear at just that time? Man, oh, the marvel of Christmas, that those wise men would come and fall down and they would worship a baby, a Christ child. Christ child. That child, Jesus Christ. Man, as I said last night, I marvel that after all of these 2,000 plus years, here we are, and we're still celebrating the birth of a child. Here we are, still celebrating the birth of the Christ child. Amen. Nowhere else, nobody else, amen, is their birth so celebrated as the birth of Jesus Christ. Nobody's birth is ever so talked about as the birth of Jesus Christ. After all these years, the details of the birth of Christ, it is amazing. It fills my heart with wonder and astonishment. And I, like Mary and Joseph, I marvel at that. I marvel at that. I marvel that there was two people, two elder saints of God, waiting in the temple, waiting for the Christ child, and had both been promised that they would see that child. Amen. Simeon there, and he is waiting for them, and he took the child in his arm. He said, "Lord, I'm ready to die. I have seen the Christ child." I marvel, and I fill with wonder and astonishment. Amen. That those two people are there at that moment, and they recognize the Christ child. There's so much about the birth of Christ that is marvelous. Marvelous. I stand in awe today. I stand in awe. But there's something else that is so much marvelous, that is so marvelous about the birth of Christ. Amen. And that is that the child was so marvelous. I stand in amazement. God with us, Emmanuel. God incarnate. God in the flesh. He sent his only son, Jesus Christ, as a baby. As a baby. Oh, man, I'm telling you. Can I brag just a little bit that little Kelsey's here for her first service on Christmas Sunday morning? 2 weeks, not quite 2 weeks old, be 2 weeks here in just a couple of days. And she is so small, so little, so helpless. And I think, Lord, did you really know what you was doing? Sending the Christ child as a baby, sending, I'll tell you, it's marvelous. And I stand in awe that God would send his son to this earth, amen, clothed in flesh, amen, that he would take upon himself the robe of flesh and become like you and I, amen, that he would feel the pain and feel the hurt and feel the suffering, that he would could relate to you and I. Amen. He could relate to our needs and what we are going through. Amen. He could become have compassion on our very needs. I stand in awe. I marvel at the fact that this God came down to earth and sent his son to save us. To save us. Tell you. I wonder, I stand in awe and I marvel at the fact that, you know, if all of those people, they did not even know the Christ child was born. They were so far away from God, but yet the Christ child came. That God would send his son down to save mankind. People like us. Some of us so far away from God and so hard in our heart, so bitter towards God and really sometimes full of hatred towards God. But yet I marvel and I stand in awe and astonishment today that God would send his son to die on a cross to save people like me. To forgive those of us, amen, that our heart was turned away from God, that we might know the Christ child. Amen. When you get a time, just do a little word search on the word marvel. And go down through that and read where it talks about, where it says, and they marveled. They marveled that even the winds and the seas obeyed him. They marveled, amen, that at his words and the words that he spoke. They marveled. Amen, that he could cast out the dumb spirit out of that child and that child could speak again. Amen, everywhere you go through the scripture, they marveled at him. They were amazed. They were filled with awe and astonishment. And even this morning, I stand here and I look around and I am at it all. And I marvel at the grace of God and the goodness of God and the love of God. Amen, that he would love you and that he would have that his grace would be extended to you. Amen, that he's here today to save your soul. I marvel at that. I'm overwhelmed with astonishment. Amen. And oh, to think that God would love me. That God would save me. I'm telling you, there's times I'm amazed. Right? Hey, I'm not all that smart. Not all that smart. Matter of fact, you know, probably lean towards the dumber side of life. All right? But you know what? Amen. To think, I marvel at the fact. He said, well, Brother David, it must not take much to amaze you. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't. Maybe I'm just, when I think about those things, I'm just like, oh, wow. But I want you to know, when I think about what the goodness of God, amen, when I think about a Christ child coming to this earth, amen, born of a virgin, laid in a manger, amen, visited by shepherds and wise men, when I hear about stars in the sky that appear, amen, when I read about a Christ child being born, God in the flesh, and how that child, amen, died on a cross to save me, I stand in awe. I can't help it. I'm amazed at that. And but I'll tell you what's even more amazing than all of that, amen, is what the Christ child can do in your life today. What the Christ child could do for you. Amen. You think that you know what? You think you're standing in awe now? Just wait till you see what Christ can do in your life. You stand in awe when you read the Christmas story. You're full of wonder and astonishment. You marvel at that. You haven't seen anything, because all of what he does in your life today can fill your heart with wonder and astonishment. I've seen the Lord. I've seen what God can do. I've seen him break addictions. I've seen him put families back together. I've seen him reunite marriages. Man, I've seen God do marvelous things. Marvelous things. Brother Massey, I just stand in awe. Marvelous. Marvelous. Hallelujah. I believe, amen, that the marvel of Christmas can be experienced here this morning. Amen. I believe you can experience the marvel of Christmas right here today. Would you stand with me? What the Lord wants to do in your life, what the Lord Jesus wants to do in your heart. Amen. Oh, my Lord God. You can leave here different. Leave here changed today. Hallelujah. Would you bow your head with us this morning? Dear Jesus, I ask you, Lord God, that you'd speak to the heart of your people. God, let them realize, Lord, how marvelous, how wonderful. God, I pray, Lord, help us to stand in awe, wonder, and astonishment, Lord. God, not only at Christmas and the things of Christmas and the birth of a child, but God, I pray, Lord Jesus, let us stand in wonder and astonishment and marvel at the birth of Christ in our life today. And I pray, Lord God, speak to somebody's heart this morning. Praise God. Praise God. Maybe you're here this morning. You say, Brother Brim, I've always been amazed. I've always been amazed at Christmas. The story has always intrigued me. The story, I've always been fascinated with the manger scene and the nativity. I'm always amazed at shepherds and wise men and Mary and Joseph and a baby. I've just always been intrigued by that. But I wonder today, if you'd like to experience the marvel of Christmas in your own life today, if you'd like to see what it would be like to have the Christ child born into your heart, born into your life today, to experience the marvel of Christmas. Hallelujah. While the church is praying and our heads are bowed, now would be a time if you'd like to experience that, the marvel of Christmas. If you'd like to experience the marvelous works of Christ in your own life, amen, would you just slip your hand up today? Say, Brother David, I would love to experience that in my life. God bless you. God bless you. Is there anybody else? Just slip your hand up. I would like to pray with you today. I'd like to pray with you and say, I'd like to experience that marvel of Christmas. God bless you. Hallelujah. Christmas this year could be more marvelous than it's ever been. Amen. When you think about, amen, what the Christ child could mean in your life, you can leave here filled with wonder and astonishment as you think about what Jesus has done in your life when he washes your sins away, forgives you of your past, amen, covers it all, amen, in his sacrifice on Calvary. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. While they're singing, amen, I know we've got a number of people today, amen, but I want to give a first opportunity. If you raised your hand and you want to come to the altar, we'll all follow you in a moment, but I want to give you a first opportunity to find a place to pray at the altar. Come right now. If you'd like to come right now, this would be your opportunity. Step out. Step out and come. Step out and come. You lifted your hand, you want to experience it firsthand today, you don't have to come, but we'd love for you to make your way down this altar. We'll pray with you. Hallelujah. Is there anybody else? Amen. Church, would you come? Every one of us that will now, let's come. Amen. If you lifted your hand and you want to come with the group, you're welcome to come right now. Let's come and find a place at the altar to pray. Yes, come on, church. Come on, church. Thank you.
Follow the star to a place unexpected. Would you believe, after all we've projected, a child in a manger? Lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero, wrapped in his mother's shawl, just a child. Is this who we waited for? Cause how many kings have come from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their homes? How many great have become the least of me? And how many gods have poured out their hearts to romance a world that was torn all apart? How many fathers gave up their sons for me? Only one did that for me. How many kings stepped down from their thrones? How many lords have abandoned their home? How many greats have become the least of me? Torn all apart. How many fathers make up their sons?